You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the TV talk show formula where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you are proud of. And you're listening on the IBGR Radio Network. This is episode 27. Today we're talking about From Challenges to Triumphs, empowering your audience with the Curiosity Creator marketing video formula. Welcome to the show. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert and producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Declan Oseguera, TV producer and international TV talk show host. And my TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we are your hosts for this 13-week journey. And remember, you can easily follow the plan where? TVTalkShowFormula.com. And if you want direct live support from us for your TV talk show, then contact us today at TVTalkShowFormula.info. Welcome to the show. Ooh, we really took her out that time.
Yep. Mahatma Gandhi.
This is meant to be fun and silly.
Well, I think it's connectability because I used to show up, I come from a military background.
I know that's really amazing to me.
There's no smiling.
Exactly. That's what I
You're
mean.
You're straight faced. And I was a performer.
Yeah.
From with a military background. And when I first started doing all of this, I was very military. I was very, let's stay structured. Let's not, crack in a smile. And it took me a long time to allow my personality to come out on the heels of the last episode where I did the little jazz hands where I'm starting episodes with a laughter. I'm allowing myself to show up. It's a whole different world. A whole new world.
It's a
Mahatma Gandhi.
Mahatma Gandhi. It's a perfect setup for this episode. We'll dive a little deeper into that. So, today, in this episode, we're starting off with Mahatma Gandhi, and he said, every worthwhile accomplishment, big or little, has its stages of drudgery and triumph, a beginning, a struggle, and a victory.
Yeah.
Which is how we talked about the hero's journey, right? This would have been a great quote for the hero's journey too, mm-hmm. but it's that coming through to the other end.
But all the little stepping stones are connected.
Yeah.
We say 13 weeks, 52 episode. They're all connected. They're all together. So this episode, that episode.
Yep.
It not interchangeable, but connected.
Builds upon each other.
And it's all about becoming a person worth watching.
Yes.
By sharing how you navigate through your own life's challenges, how you overcome them, using your unique zone of brilliance while inviting your audience to do the same in their lives. And anybody that's heard me knows that I'm going to, and now that sees me, I'd say I never know what's going to come out of my mouth. I just, some days are better than others, but it's allowing people into my life because it was a struggle. Declan, to get behind a microphone, to speak, to be heard. Anybody that knows my story knows that there was toxicity in my world. There was a lot of be seen, not heard. And it was that challenge. And so to see me now, just laughing and having fun, it's different.
Yeah. And this is, why we're talking about this is, as much as we're laughing about, struggles and challenges.
oh, gosh. Putting it that way.
It's good, though. It's good. We're talking about this particular format or formula because people are curious about what you've been through. And as we were saying, like in the slice of life, about funny or awkward, things that are kind of unusual, uncomfortable, might fall more on the humorous side usually of a style of video. But this style that we're talking about in this episode is a little more maybe serious, if you will, around showing a different side of you and showing how you've overcome something, how you've transformed something. and how you can help your people know that they can do that too. Because it's likely that even though they don't have the same story as you, they can really relate because they've gone through their version of it, right?
Yeah, thanks for saying that, because I do hear that. Well, of course you can do it because you're what you've done, you know.
Right.
Of course you can get behind a microphone. You produced over 14,000 podcasts. So of course you can. Well, you know how many microphones haven't worked for me along the way? How frustrating it was, not only for me, but for my business partner when we were on the radio and he had to go back and edit, or we're live on the air and Donna's mouth is moving and the radio waves aren't carrying nothing.
Yeah, but even before that, just getting to that stage, yeah, where you did allow yourself to be seen and over to be heard originally. Now you're allowing yourself to be seen and to be heard.
What?
In the same shot.
Oh gosh.
Oh, I didn't tell you this is all on YouTube. You're being seen.
Yes. Oh yes. I guess I did know that because I'm posting them, but
you're
you
the
know.
One posting them, exactly.
Yeah. Silly. Yeah.
So this is about, you know, your everyday life. And for you to really know that it has a huge value to your audience. And this can help you to teach these put teachable moments out there that build relatability and trust. They'll be talking about that again, and we will this entire time. It's all about that. The relatability trust is going to help you stand out from the other people who aren't willing to go there. And it's to help you create a loyal following who could become your future clients, right?
Yeah, people, especially I think post-pandemic, people are looking for connections. That whole idea of social distancing.
Yeah.
How can you be social if you're distant? And the brilliance of the video is that you can allow your humanness to make a connection if you're willing to open up and be vulnerable and allow for that connection. And people are still really hungry for it.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Probably even more than before, in the before times. The whole different topic, but I heard recently that the Surgeon General of the United States put out a report that there's like a huge percentage of people who are dealing with loneliness, like it's like a medical report about this. So this is our role, right? We get to show up and provide value to people and being relatable, being vulnerable, sharing our transformations or funny moments, right, is a way to do that.
And before we get into what you need to do, I want to say there was a point along my life where I stopped caring. And I don't want it to sound wrong. I hope I got your attention when I said that. I stopped caring what other people thought about me, right? Yeah. What other people think about me is none of my business.
Exactly.
And so when I'm creating a curiosity creator type of a video where I'm talking about a struggle, I just want to share from my perspective and put it out there. And if it with the intent that hopefully somebody who is on a similar path might resonate and connect.
Right. Yeah, I wasn't sure where you were going with that, but I'm glad that I know now. Yes. And this is why we start this entire process, right? If we go back to the very first four episodes around mindset and tuning into your purpose and your vision and getting over your fear of being seen, because when you get to this stage and you're making videos regularly, having your show as well, it doesn't matter what people think about you, but it matters what you are putting out to them and how you're putting it out to them, because the right people are going to start to align with you because they do resonate with you. So,
and really quick, I did one of these around the time of the pandemic, because the month that they shut us down, I lost $10,000 US in revenue in business. And I went on Facebook Live and I said, I quit. I'm done. And people were like, no, you can't. And then I started, and I was processing it out loud. And I said, no. And then I pulled all my files of all of my clients and put it on my desk. And I said, I can't quit. I'm so invested in what I do And it was the most interacted video I've ever done.
Yeah, because you struck a chord, right? You
Yeah.
you
There was a
said
lot of
things
people
other
ready
people.
to quit.
Yeah, or were forced to, right?
Yeah.
So you that was a real that was brilliant and honest, like, you know. Amazing. And that and that's so we'll talk about the formula here for
Yeah.
the curiosity, because Donna just basically gave you filled in all the blanks. So there's the step one is you identify a challenge that you've experienced. And she's talking about this today, right? About something that happened years ago at this point, but it's it could still be relevant today to do a new video in the same topic. But at that time it was happening in the moment, right? And I just say this because you don't it doesn't have to be that it happened today. It could
Yeah.
be something in the past that you can bring into a fresh perspective. So what is it that you experienced? How did it affect you? And what was the impact on you, right? So you're thinking through these things before you just push record. You don't just push record, right? It's a thought process. Then there's step two. What was the light bulb moment that you had? Donna just said she got to the point in this message where she said, but I can't quit. Like, look at all these people that I'm invested in that I care about. Like, I care about this work more than how it's impacting my numbers right now. And I know that there's some way forward through this because this is what I'm here to do, right? So she, and then she turned it around somehow, right? So you, what did you learn from your experience or how did you turn it around? And was there something specific, a tool, a technique, a modality, a process that you used from your zone of brilliance? You're talking about it, but you're not teaching it, right? The format is to create interest in what you do and how you help, but not telling them all of how you do it, because that's why they need to contact you. They're going to work with you so you can do the work with them. So it's not a teaching video, but it is a teachable moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if there was a tool that you used to come to this realization, a technique, a modality, a process, depending on what you do, you can talk about it, but not teach it. Step three is what was the rewarding outcome? So what did you gain or improve as a result of making this change? And you just give one example, and you might have had many outcomes, but we don't have time for all of them. And you could actually do 10 videos on the same problem that you transformed with different outcomes, right? Step four, call to action, right? So what do you want them to do next?
Yep. And we got to wrap it up there, Declan. So yes. Sorry for that. Pick a challenge you have overcome, run it through the Curiosity Creator and share it on social media. This wraps up episode 27, and we're going to come right back.